Doesn't surprise me. She's always been the lucky one. 2 minutes younger, skin like a China doll, and bosom's still Tuesday. Well, don't worry. There's still plenty of fish in the sea. Right, Homer?
Oh, yes, plenty of fish. You just don't have any bait.
Okay, Mike and Nick.
Right here.
And Brad.
Hi.
Okay, this Principal Charming is this one, featuring everyone's favorite characters, Principal Skinner and Patty. I mean, it always sounded weird that, like, this episode was kind of...
Yeah, is it so realistic that they're, I mean, those two in particular, like, I don't know.
Well, not so much that, and just, like, this feels so out of place that in so early in the series is, it was all these Homer shows and Bart shows that we get one...
Patty show.
Yeah. Have there ever been any other Patty shows? Except the one later when we find out she's gay.
Right.
Which makes it even weirder. But watching it, it's kind of... I guess it kind of worked. I mean, disregarding that later episode,
yeah.
Just really forget about the one. But how just Patty sort of, I don't know. She seems kind of sympathetic about how she really doesn't want any. I don't know. It's. I feel like there is stuff to say about this episode, but it's a weird sort of.
Yeah, there is a lot here, but yeah. It's kind of difficult to.
It's not such a cut and dry relationship, but.
Well, you're right. It isn't really that cut and dry, but. They sort of exist for each other, those two. And, but
Examine their relationship, Nick. Principal Skinner and Patty.
Oh,
what do you think?
Oh, not Principal Skinner. I was going to say Patty and Zelda, but Principal Skinner and Patty.
Yes.
Well, Skinner really took it like a man here. I thought
okay.
This was... I like Skinner's relationship with Patty much better than Crandall, Krabappel's.
Right. Elaborate.
Well, I don't know. I'd have to think about it more.
Yeah, brilliant.
You get the sense that he actually really likes her. I guess with Edna, maybe that comes out, but here it was a little more heartfelt. Maybe it's because it's the first one.
I think it was just logical that him and Edna should eventually get together. Here it was kind of, you know.
Yeah, that's a little later on. Skinner seems kind of like a limp noodle character that he sort of... It's like a weird kind of like puppy love thing with him.
Do they ever interact again, Patty and Principal Skinner?
I don't think ever at all.
Well, I was just curious.
It's not that awkward when they do, if they do.
Or all those great scenes they had together.
Who else did Patty ever get together with somebody else?
I don't think so. No, because it was always
Selma.
Selma,
yeah.
Selma was like five.
And she hadn't at this point, or did she at this point?
No, that's why I said we haven't. We only seen the sisters in the Christmas show and Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Oh, and two episodes ago, or when. We went back to the 70s.
Oh, right. The one when we just watched an hour ago. Right. First appearance of Willie.
Oh, first appearance of the Watchtower on Springfield.
That's
right. Which we never see again.
So watch the episode if only for the tower.
Yeah, the convenient Simpsons geography.
Right.
Like when the power plant's right behind the Simpson house.
Quickie Mart's always there if you need it.
Right.
Two blocks down.
Yes. What else? Like the Homer's Terminator vision, which at this point was actually not like done 10,000 times.
Right.
I think it came out just recently. Pro smoker, cons a sign. Total stranger. That's a good joke.
What else is here?
Did you have anything to say about the interrupt you, Patty and Selma relationship?
Didn't Bart help Skinner find that nice rock?
Right. Brad, do you have anything to say about this Patty and Selma relationship?
I mean, I'm trying to think, like, I feel like the earlier, it's been fleshed out, right? Like, we know that they're kind of just, they live for each other almost, like, they're really there for each other. I mean, we've seen that already, right?
Yeah.
Like,
well, not at this point, we don't.
Well, not, yeah.
I mean.
Oh, well, we always see, it's almost, we never see them apart.
Right. But this is the first one that, like, established that, right? Or do you think in the Thanksgiving one that or even, like, established that they're, like, kind of inseparable? And...
Since their first appearance, they've always been... Oh, they're also in Life in the Fastlane, too.
Oh, okay.
I mean, though we always see them. They're always completing each other's sentences.
Yeah, okay.
It's about the weird twin dynamic.
I mean, I thought at first maybe it was, like, the first time we really see them flesh out. But if they've appeared before, then, I mean, nothing new with that. But we do see
they're separate characters. I also do like the Julie Kavner who... It seems like the same voice, but it really isn't. Like, you can tell it.
The difference between
Selma. What is the difference?
Yeah. Or, well, it's a little different this one since Patty's shown a bit more sincere. Where usually Patty, well, they, at the beginning, where Patty's the more gruff one and Selma has a bit more
maybe you,
sympathy in her voice.
I'd like to test that out. Maybe you should turn around while this episode is playing.
Play with no video?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I could pass that, but I guess it all depends. And I'd probably recognize the line before I would.
I don't know. They're seemingly boring characters, but because... Yeah. I guess because they're so disgruntled, it's, I don't know, it makes for some good romance stories. Go watch it, guys.
Right. The DVD showed up.
But don't stop, what?
Nothing.
Yeah, don't stop just because it's 5 minutes. That's just something else I want to talk about.
DMV showed up.
All right. Which is like, this is like the perfect profession for them.
Yeah.
Just completely uninterested.
They didn't seem so gross in this episode. A lot of times,
They didn't?
Well, I mean, they usually talk about their corn, you know, Bart and Lisa have to do something with their corns in another episode.
Or yeah.
They talk about their physical disfigures quite a lot. But here, it's, you know, they just...
Right.
Is this the first reference to, like, their trips? Like,
I think
And probably the first time we've seen their apartment, right?
Yeah.
If it is, then I guess actually this one really did flesh them out.
Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah, I like
the same poses in every
photo. I know, that's funny.
Right.
Very well traveled. I don't know where they get the money for this.
Oh, wait, no, because he gets busted. They had the slideshow, which Homer missed.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, my.
Okay, so we already know about them. Yeah. We know everything.
Oh, we know everything. Yeah, there's everything we need to know about them.
Yeah, there's not much to know, I guess. Yeah.
Well, there is. We're just not touching on it. This is the worst commentary ever.
Yeah, really.
Hey, we hit 6 minutes.
Yeah.
We did hit six.
It's getting longer and longer. We're getting better at this.
You have time. Stay tuned for the next one.
Yeah, next one. Next one. We may even hit 7 minutes. We may. This would be great.